This is Semper Fortis coming to you again from BelowTopSecret.com. I found something on the net. Actually, a friend sent it to me, and I went and researched it. And it's kind of out of season. It's about Christmas. But with everything going on with the war, and well, I just wanted to share it. It's called A Different Christmas Poem. The embers glowed softly, and in their dim light, I gazed round the room, and I cherished the sight. My wife was asleep, her head on my chest, my daughter beside me, angelic in rest. Outside the snow fell, a blanket of white, transforming the yard to a winter delight. The sparkling lights in the tree, I believe, completed the magic that was this Christmas Eve. My eyelids were heavy, my breathing was deep, secure and surrounded by love I would sleep. In perfect contentment, or so it would seem, so I slumbered, perhaps I even started to dream. The sound wasn't loud and it wasn't too near, but I opened my eyes when it tickled my ear. Perhaps just a cough, I didn't quite know, then a sure sound of footsteps outside in the snow. My soul gave a tremble, I struggled to hear, and I crept to the door just to see who was near. Standing out in the cold and the dark of the night, a lone figure stood, his face weary and tight. A soldier, I puzzled, some 20 years old, perhaps a marine huddled there in the cold. Alone in the dark, he looked up and he smiled, standing watch over me, my wife and my child. "What are you doing?" I asked without fear. "You come in this moment, it's freezing out here. Put down your pack, brush the snow from your sleeve, you should be at home on this cold Christmas Eve." For barely a moment I saw his eyes shift, away from the cold and the snow blown in drifts, to the window that danced with a warm fire's light. Then he sighed and he said, "It's really all right. I'm out here by choice, I'm here every night. It's my duty to stand at the front of the line that separates you from the darkest of times. No one had to ask or beg or implore me. I'm proud just to stand here like my fathers before me. My gramps died at Pearl on a day in December." And he sighed, "That's a Christmas my gram always remembers. My dad stood his watch in the jungles of Nam, and now it's my turn. And so here I am. I've not seen my son in more than a while, but my wife sends me pictures, and he's sure got her smile." Then he bent and he carefully pulled from his bag the red, white, and blue, an American flag. "I can live through the cold and the being alone, away from my family, my house, and my home. I can stand at my post through the rain and the sleet. I can sleep in a foxhole with little to eat. I can carry the weight of killing another or lay down my life with my sister and my brother, who stand at the front against any and all to ensure for all time that this flag will not fall. So go back inside," he said, "harbor no fright. Your family is waiting, and, well, I'll be all right. But isn't there something I can do at the least? Can I give you money, I ask, or prepare you a feast? It seemed all too little for all that you've done, for being away from your wife and your son." Then his eye welled a tear that held no regret. "Just tell us you love us and never forget to fight for our rights back at home while we're gone, to stand your own watch no matter how long. For when we come home, either standing or dead, to know you remembered we fought and we bled is payment enough, and with that we will trust that we matter to you as you matter to us." And that's enough said. This is Semper. Good night.